speech.
Ajana Tinandasya Ganandana Sakaya Chaksus Unmanitam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Nama Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadharo Siddhasadi Gauravaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nitya Gaur Hari Bho. Hari Bho. Hari Bho. Hari Bho. Vakaroti Dachara Pangulang Ayate Grima Yatki Tata Mahanvande Sigur Nithainam Pramanu Marvam Sri Chaitanya Sram Hari Om Tat Sat. One of the first 18 chapters. So today we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Chapter 17, text 1.
Chapter 17, text.
Text 1 of chapter 17.
Okay.
Arjuna Uvacha, he shastraviding utridya yajante shradayan vitaha, tesham nishta tuka krishna, sattvam aho rajas tamaha. Arjuna Uvacha, Arjuna said, Ye, those who, shastravidim, the regulations of scripture, utsridya, giving up, yajante, worship, shradaya, full faith.
You don't have to give the order word.
Okay. Sorry. Arjuna inquired, O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principles of scripture, but worship according to their own imagination? Are they in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the fourth chapter, 39th verse, it is said that a person faithful to a particular type of worship gradually becomes elevated to the stage of knowledge and attains the highest perfectional stage of peace and prosperity. In the 16th chapter, it is concluded that one who does not follow the principles laid down in the scriptures is called an asura, demon, and one who follows the scriptural injunctions faithfully is called a deva, or demigod. Now, if one with faith follows some rules which are not mentioned in the scriptural injunctions, what is his position? This doubt of Arjuna's is to be cleared by Krishna. Are those who create some sort of god by selecting a human being and placing their faith in him, worshipping in goodness, passion, or ignorance? Do such persons attain the perfectional stage of life? Is it possible for them to be situated in real knowledge and elevate themselves to the highest perfectional stage? Do those who do not follow the rules and regulations of the scriptures, but who have faith in something and worship gods and demigods and men, attain success in their effort? Arjuna is putting these questions to Krishna. Translation again. Arjuna inquired, O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principles of scripture, but worship according to their own imagination? Are they in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance?
Hari Om Tat Sat. There's a lot of people who fit in this category, that they choose something of their own imagination and they worship. But depending, it seems that they defy the Prabhupada allude to at the in the purport is that relative to the if they refuse their faith of man or agenda or some other, and accordingly it will be considered as in mode of passion or goodness. That's what I can understand. The thing is, we're more of a safe position if we follow the Shastra. And the Bhagavad Gita tells us throughout that the best thing is to engage in the devotional service to Krishna. If we engage in devotional service to Krishna, then our fate is guaranteed. We go back home back to Godhead. If we engage in the service of some devas, some human beings. Again, we have to come back to this material world. Now, we worship our son Deva, our son, or the guru, not as some independent person, but as a tadiya, as a connected to Krishna, like Shila is respected by the devotees, Vaishnavanam, Dasasambhu, as the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. So we offer him a Krishna prasad, and we respect him as a devotee. Like that, the guru is also respected as a devotee. So this is not considered as a worship of a deva or a man, but rather something connected to Krishna. So that is by Lord Shiva. He considered that was the highest of all worship, is to worship the tadiya. Parvati asked him that there are many kinds of worship. Which worship is supreme? He said, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. That amongst all the types of worship, the worship of Vishnu is supreme. However, right there are beautiful face, the goddess, with one exception. That is, those things connected to Krishna, they're considered more auspicious. So, tadiya naam samarchanam. So, if you worship those that are connected to Krishna, that is considered like a Krishna worship. Only Krishna says in the, I think it's the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, that he's more pleased when his devotee is worshipped. In fact, even when the devotee of the devotee is respected, he's pleased. So we try to respect the devotee of the Lord. This Durvasa Muni had disrespected Ambarish Maharaj because he thought that Ambarish Maharaj was an ordinary human being, but he didn't see him as a great devotee of the Lord. Therefore, he created a demon to attack Ambarish Maharaj, but Ambarish was protected by the Sudarshan Chakra. So he went running here and there, trying to find shelter. Finally, he had to go to the traditional self. And he asked Vishnu, please take away your weapon, your Sudarshan Chakra. Vishnu said, if you offend me, I can take it away, but you offended my devotee. Therefore, it's difficult for me to take it away. The devotee is under the jurisdiction of the devotees. He used the word paradin, that I'm under the control of my devotee. This, of course, Krishna accepts the control of his devotee as part of his love. Because he loves his devotee loves him, so he accepts the control by his devotee. Considering these things, the worship of the devotee is superior to the worship of Krishna directly. So we try to worship Prabhupada every day, we worship Tulasi. Of course, they don't want to be worshipped in front of the deities. So we usually worship Tulsi when the door is shut. But these manifestations of devotee of the Lord, their worship is very much appreciated by Krishna. So we try to worship. In fact, it's very common in India to see many houses have this tulasi. A prophet, he told us that we should not give away tulsi plant to people, because if they mistreat our tulasi, then we are responsible. But he said we could give away seeds. I was thinking some book, it might be nice to publish a book about how to care for tulsi, the glories of tulsi, and include on some seeds. So then people could plant the seeds, get tulsi, and grow. And this plant would purify their house and give them a blessing. Here in Southern California, it's a quite moderate wet weather. Here, how many of people have tulsi in their house? Do you have gopalas? Justin? Picture. You see, you have tulsi in your house? How much room does it take? Huh? So like that. Here, that that habit of caring for tulsi is not well established. But it's very easy to take care of tulsi. And she gives lots of blessings. It says to chant in front of tulsi. It gives 10 million times, 1 koti times the benefit of just chanting ordinarily. So people could get so much benefit by chanting. Even chanting on the side of the Ganges is 100,000 times. But chanting a tulsi is 10 million. So tulsi is very, very sacred. Like this, there are ways that we can get a lot of special mercy if you want to take advantage. But here in America, it's not very well known yet. But in Southern California, I don't see any reason why the people couldn't have tulsi. Here the weather is nice. I mean, the coldest day, it's not freezing or anything. So in Idaho, we have so many forests of tulsi. How cold does it get here? Is it freeze or freeze? 40. So that's 8 above 0. So it gets colder than that in Kashmir and Nepal, along the mountainside. In Delhi is, I think, colder also. Still, in my thought, a little warmer. We have a lot, but not much warmer. The coldest day of the year, maybe 8-6 degrees centigrade, which is about a little warmer, but Otherwise, in the house, of course, one can also keep the Tulasi. So, why not have a mission? People plant all kinds of trees everywhere. Why not plant Tulasi? Tulasi Devi Ki. See, they worship Tulasi. Then they can do a little arti. Namo namo Tulasi Maharani. Namo namo. So they could get the mercy of Tulasi Devi. Of course, I heard that Prabhupada he told to Tripurari as well as to Dhananjaya that on different occasions that they could have dolls or small deities of Krishna and distribute these on Sankirtan. When he saw the devotees distributing on Krishna's day, at Krishna's time, the lollipops, he thought, or the candy canes, why not a guilt deity? He said that you can put the deity on their television top, and you can tell them that these deities are special gods to our special wishing. You can anything you want, you can wish. And also the magic wand of the insect stick and chant the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So in this way, they can somehow or another be taught. He went into great detail. He told, you can, I show well, this is my only doll like this. I really is the only one. Really, I want it. Well, I can give you, but it's the only one, so you have to promise to treat very nice. I'll go to your house, I'll teach you how to use. And whatever you want, this deity will fulfill your desires. So he went on in such detail. He said the first you can take the name, address down, go visit, show them how to pray to the doll and how to make their wish. Now, of course, we know that this is Krishna. He's God, but he wasn't done. Prabhupada wasn't even saying that. You tell people that this is God. He did tell them that this doll, this will satisfy your desires. If you wish, and if you manage, or every day you wave the magic wand and you chant the mantra, the mantra. So like this, Prabhupada was encouraging. I don't think anyone did. I think that they thought it was too far out or something. Did they do it?
This devotee, Prabhupada disciple in Hong Kong, is selling them. They're called good luck dolls, Gornitai. They can give you whatever you want. Just offer your food to them, offer fruits, water, and incense every day, and they will give you whatever you want. And they give the mantra or the panchatattva. I can show you. I have the box and everything. So someone is doing in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
Yeah. But he came here and he gave me a set and he's just trying to distribute them in America also. They're very beautiful. They're like gold. They're maybe like 7 inches. You saw them, huh? They're like this big and they're open ears. And you can see the clothes and their bodies. So I'll show you.
If he will tell you something for it, then you're not responsible. If you give out free, then you're responsible. But if they tell you, you're not responsible. So like this, Tulsi, deities, a lot we could give to the people, and they could make their wishes. Somehow or another, if the people would take, all it takes is one, like there was that Ganesh that was drinking milk. I don't know, in India, the word travel like anything. Everyone was buying Ganesh and feeding milk. Here they do. If one person said, oh, I got my desires fulfilled thing, and then I want. So, somehow or another, how to get the people to take the shelter of Krishna? That's like Prabhupada, he's using his brain all the time thinking how to get the people to surrender to Krishna. So, he had some ideas. Maybe this devotee in Hong Kong is taking it up. Of course, he had the idea that we should develop the farm communities, and we didn't do so good on that. There are still a few farm communities in the USA and Canada, but we're not as, I would say, successful in fulfilling. I recently in Mayapur, India, rather than Jagannath Puri, at the last RGD meeting I attended, there they had a Bhakti Raghavaras, and he wanted the blessings to do the, for India, to do the Varnashram farms. Also, I heard that Varnashrami wants to make a Varnashram farm from one of his farms in Maharashtra. Like this, of course, the Prophet said to distribute books and to distribute prasad. So we tried to distribute the books. We're trying to distribute prasad. And I was very encouraged to hear how the devotees were going out and distributing the books. Vrindavan Leela, she tells me some Sankirtan Leela. Vijay Prabhu said, does she download from my website? I said, I don't know where she gets it from. But. So, like this, how to get the people here in the USA to chant Hare Krishna, to take up, that's the secret. A lot of people, they do strange things. They imagine things. I was seeing, like on eBay, people say all kinds of strange things. And they buy that. To actually, we are all things of people. Something that is true is reliable. Now, if the people would take it up, then they would get the highest blessing. So, like this, in this verse, it says, well, what happens to people that just imagine some process? And here in Los Angeles, I heard there's a filthy little world imagined things. So why not give them the real tattva? We don't have to tell them everything about it. Tell them just enough that they accept, that they believe. And they do it. And like this, the people will get the benefit. I was so fortunate that I was called to L.A. in 1917. At that time, I saw Srila Prabhupada in his quarters. And he told me that he was sending me to India. So this is the last time I met Prabhupada outside of India. So he is a very merciful here. And then he had I forget how long I was here. At least on one occasion, maybe two. The small deity, Rukmini Dorkanath, we had to go in front of them and make our report. So it was something very for me, it was very emotional that I was standing in front of a deity and giving that report. What have I done in service for you, your lordships, in the previous week, and what am I going to do in the next coming week? I was a sister at that time. I don't see it now, but at that time I was a sister. So for some time I had, for many years actually, in Mayapur we also had the same system, that the Gurukul, they would chant a Pushpa mantra, a mantra like flowers, flower-like mantra. And then the deity would be taken down and make a report. Now I think that is just done once a year at the time of the GDC meeting. If I'm not there, I don't know even if they're doing it. So, but this was the system that Prabhupada had established, that we should report to the deity. And so at least, of course, every temple reports how many Sankirtan books are distributed and certain key things to the deity is reported. That's probably his word here, right? The book distributed. Any case. So, this is the simplified way they do it now. But in the time of when I came here, you actually had to go in front of the deity and tell your whole, like no one else is here, there's kirtan going on, you go, they push one after another. You go in front of the deity and say, today I did this service for you. So this was, it was something very much moving for the individual. So, in the time before Lord Chaitanya appeared, it said that the people of Navadvip, they are doing weird things, like marrying. They'd have a competition who could have the biggest marriage for their daughter. But when one ran out of daughters, at that time, he married a Shiva and a Parvati. And then someone else married a dog, a female dog and a male dog. And someone married a cat and a female and a male cat. So nowhere in the Shastras is said to marry animals. Marriage is a sacred bond of human beings, but not animals. But they are doing this animals. So this fits within the speculations. This is a kind of imaginary system. So that's not given in any shastra. So that particular system is the mode of ignorance. So we want people to actually, like for devotees, everything we do, we certify that it's part of the shastra, that is approved by Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. We don't want to do anything which is just imagination or speculation. So in that way, we engage ourselves in Krishna service. And we don't do any speculation. But at the time before Lord Chaitanya appeared, just at his appearance, there was all these speculations going on. So that was said to be a very difficult time. And the people, they thought they would get some pious results, but actually it's not, since it's imagination, it's not actually produced any pious result. Now, the devotees, they don't want pious result or impious result. They want devotional credit. By getting devotional credit, they want to awaken their love for Krishna. And this is the way that the process of Bhakti Yoga works. It doesn't work by speculation. It works by following the shastra. Now, even if others don't, they call it agata sukriti. In case someone doesn't know that this is authorized, but they do it because it is authorized, they get the benefit. And if someone thinks that it's authorized, but it's not, he doesn't get the benefit. Unless he's misled by someone, then maybe Krishna will give him some opportunity, if in sincerity he's doing. But these people who do it just for their own name and fame, they're not going to get any kind of benefit. So we want to get the people to engage in activities which are devotional. I just got a report that in a good tour of South India, the government has given us 150 acres of land in a very in a good place. All this coastal land is very green and very good. So, like that, we're getting some reciprocation from the government after some time. So this is also, you've seen how many different activities were done. Today, Bhakti Narayan in the morning, I couldn't stay for all, but some, and he showed how the devotees have been doing great sacrifices in order to spread Krishna consciousness in difficult places. So we should be very grateful for those devotees. And we should be inspired. Let's do something for Srila Prabhupada. Whatever it is, let's do something that Prabhupada will be grateful. Or thank you for doing and do something to help me. So I'm very grateful for the devotees. Some are my disciples, some are not my disciples, who have taken up to help me fulfill Prabhupada's vision. So I thank all of them for their wonderful efforts in helping me. So at this time, if there are any questions, we'd like to give you a chance to ask questions. out so that a website has some like people make comments. If there's any relevant comment, it'd be nice to hear.
Amrita Kelly Devidasi from Gainesville is offering her obeisance to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and to you.
Blessings to Amrita Kelly Devidasi from Gainesville. She was just initiated that Sunday.
Also, there's a Mataji in Tijuana, Rukmini. She's asking for blessings. If you can do it in Spanish, please. En español.
Bendiciones a Rukmini from Tijuana, Nico. Bendiciones. Christian Latiasto.
Yeah, she's so happy saying, sí, sí. Okay, there's a question here, Bhakti Priya from Manipal. Dear Guru Maharaj, please send my condolences. What factors determine whether a soul is in Brahma Jyoti and then elevates to Krishna Loka or falls down to the material world? What factors determine whether a soul stays in Brahma Jyoti or goes up to Krishna Loka or falls down to the material world?
At some time, the soul that's in Brahma Jyoti desires to be active, because it's our nature to be active. So at that time, if it knows about the spiritual world, it can go there. Whatever it desires, it will go. But mostly they don't know about the spiritual world. They know about the material world. So to be active, they fall down again into this material world. So if they know, they can go to the spiritual world. If they know. But how will they know? Unless they see some devotee. And devotees don't like to hang around in the Brahma Jyoti. So, it's not likely to see a devotee here. Thank you, Bhakti Thea, Devi Dasi,
Manipal,
Karnataka, South India, India.
This question comes from Colombia, Guru Maharaj, Gaura Pujita Devi Dasi. It says, what is the validity of a marriage in another religion, you know, like a Catholic religion? And it's a devotee who was married in that religion can be married by fire yagya?
I don't know if I heard you say it real quick. If a devotee is married, like in a church, can he later be married in a fire yagya with the same wife?
This has to. No, it means a different husband or a different wife.
You see, Prabhupada, he would follow whatever the local laws were. If the local law accepts the marriage of the church as a legal marriage, Prabhupada would accept. Then they legally have to divorce if they want to marry someone else. Or get their marriage annulled or whatever. Jai Sisi Gordon Tai, Sisi Rukmini Dorkadish, Rukmini Dorkanath, Jai Sisi Jagannath Ode Subhadra Ki, Jai Vlana Singhadeva Ki. I know some people that were married by the church that also wanted to be married by the Vedic ceremony. That's you can reconfirm your marriage in different ways. No harm. But Jai Gaurantai Ki Jai Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkanath Ki Jai Jagannath Rodesh Vajra Ki Jagannatha Swami Nayana Tathagami Nayana Tathagami Dhavatrami Any local question? Josh Lynn, Paul Hall. Is that long?
Why was Lord Balaram so inclined toward Duryodhana? And I know that might be a little extensive explanation, but maybe you can tell something.
Of course, Balaram and Krishna, they were technically they are cousin brothers of the Pandavas and also the Kurus. As cousins, brothers, that they had some relationship. It wasn't something very unusual. In the case of, I don't know that I didn't read the whole Mahabharata, so I don't really know how it developed. But somehow you know that Balaram, he used to start with Duryodhana and they used the mace together. At the same time, the Kurus were not devoted and they were against the Pandavas who were devotees. He decided to go on a pilgrimage and miss the Kurukshetra war because he knew what's going to happen already. So it also, see, Balaram thought that because he was friends with the Kurus, he said there shouldn't be a fight between Krishna and Salva and I think Salva. There's one daughter of the Kurus and one son of Krishna. So Rama came and he first said, okay, just forget this. He spoke very authoritatively, but they were very falsely proud. And they said, forget it. We don't listen to you. And then Balaram was so angry that he said they didn't really know who Balaram was. He took his, his plow, and he started to drag the whole Hastinapura into the Dharuna. So then they came out and said, okay, if you take the daughter and we're sorry for any this on any offense. It's still like that. the Kurus, they didn't really appreciate that friendship who they had with Balaram. They could have used it in a more favorable way. They didn't. They just saw Balaram as their cousin. They didn't really think of him that who he actually was. Now, that's his mercy that he gave. But because Duryodhana was offensive to the Pandavas, because he was offensive to Krishna, and they thought his fate was sealed. So Balaram, he decided to want to, he didn't want to be present with his at that time. So he went on a pilgrimage. And there it says that he went to also, at that time, he went to Navaridham. And there he killed the Nayasura demon. And we know that field as the Nayamari Mat, as the Nayasura killing field. So all these things happened. So, but why? Why the Lord does? Because unless he tells, this is why he did it. Which I don't know that he told. It's not something that we can speculate, but that's not authorized. So, he gives some, we just take it as causes mercy. He gives some causes mercy to the Duryodhana. But Duryodhana and the Kurus, they didn't take advantage. They didn't recognize how great was the mercy of Balaram. So, if they had, he could have saved them. And they would have agreed to on some compromise. But Duryodhana, he didn't agree to a compromise. He didn't agree to anything except war. So therefore, Balaram, he laughed and said, it's your fate. It's, you know, your fate. It's what you make of it. Time.
Guru Maharaj, from court of Argentina, Maitreji Gopi Devidasi, she's asking for blessings for the devotees. They have the Jagannath deities.
Blessings.
But they want the blessings for Ratra Yatra to manifest. So you can say in Spanish, ellos quieren el primer Ratra Yatra en Córdoba. Yet they already have the deities, so they were praying to them that they, somehow or other they can managed to make the first Ratra Yatra maybe this year or next year, so you can bless them in Spanish this year.
Are they just going to worship the Ratra Yatra, or are they going to worship all the time?
They've been worshiping them already. They have them at their temple.
And so the deities are installed?
I think so, because they say they already have them in the temple. Let me ask.
You have till 8:30 to pray the deities. Well, benedictions, all those devotees de Cordoba, Pasupinero Rathayatra. Hare Krishna.
whether there's any, you know, how some people sometimes chant the neem beads. So is it essential that we chant on Tulsi beads only? Or is it okay to chant the neem beads also?
If the guru chant on them, then whatever the bead is considered to be sacred. But otherwise, there's a samskar given in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that one should take his tulsi deed, offer to the lotus feet of Krishna, and then that should be put in the smoke of the incense, and that this and then that's chanted on by the guru and given to the disciple. So we do this to, for the beads, which I give out at the time of initiation. It's called Mala Samskara. If we don't have the tulsi, at some occasion, in the beginning we used aneem. It's not necessary, but if the beads aren't received by initiation, if they want to chant on tulsi, that has a little more effect. Reason we get out tulsi is because if the people are not very strict, maybe they make some offense, or mean there's no offense. On the other hand, if they're strict, chanting on tulsi will have more spiritual effect. So we like to give them tulsi if they are spiritually stronger. At the present time, I give this tulsi out for the initiation, but in the beginning, sometimes I would give whatever I had. So sometimes we had neem. Okay, two lines, one red, one ladies, for Prashant.